What sort of bike would you recommend? I'm just looking for something for a commute. Nothing too, you know, extravagant.
We have some blue ones over there.
Okay, and what's the technical grade of the blue ones?
I'd say they'd be pretty good, yeah.
All right. Do you get many people buying the blue ones?
Well, some people buy the green ones too, but I suppose they'd be grand.
What's different about the green ones?
Well, they're green.
Yeah, but what's different about them?
Well, from afar, I suppose the handlebars has a bell on the green one, but it doesn't on the blue. So would you be a musical person?
I'm not a musical person, but I'm a loud person. I don't think I am, but my mom says I am. She's always like, oh, can you be quiet?
Sounds to me like
family dinner.
Your mom might want you to get the blue one.
Stop raising your voice at the table like that.
Well, you've been pretty quiet in here.
I've been thinking about becoming a cyclist, and I feel like cyclists are quiet.
Whoa. So this is just a thought?
No, I can't.
You haven't been an experienced cyclist before?
I can't. No, I can ride a bike.
Have you done the tests?
I've done the online tests. I'm not.
One of these
blue ones.
It's
basically the same thing. It's basically, I paid £7.
Oh, I'll click this, I'll click that. I know how to get on a bike. No. Proper material. Proper certs.
Sorry.
Get out until you've got it.
No, hold on. How am I supposed to get on a bike if it's not put the leg over and then sit in the thing?
Well, it's
feet on pedals, let's go.
Well, how are you supposed to know how to do that when you've only been reading it? Tell me this.
No, I've cycled. I'm just not a commutist cycler.
Oh,
I'm
okay,
still on the pavements.
Okay.
I'm
you're
not
country
on
gal.
Fucking stabilizers.
Well,
all right.
Yeah, so is 99% of the cyclists in the world. It's not a big feat.
Welcome back to Dumbracken.
Guys, I think we're...
Where are you, Tom?
I think we're inside of the wall. Guys...
The wall?
Oh, you're hearing that too? Good.
Yeah.
Good.
I thought it was just me.
No, I'm trapped inside the wall. Look, I was looking for... You know when you find, like, loose cash down the side of the couch?
Sorry, I didn't quite get that.
You know when you're looking for loose change down the side of the couch? Well, I thought no one ever checks in between the walls. What if there's like loads of loose change?
Tom,
in the walls.
Tom, how would loose change get into the walls?
Some walls have little slots in them, you know, little coin holes. How does loose change get down the side of the couch?
If you're short of money, you could have just asked.
No, I can't. I can't just ask, just walk like that. I need to earn my own money. I need to find my own money. I can't just ask for it.
Now, Tom, I'm going to be honest. You living in the wall doesn't mean you get out of paying rent.
Guys, please.
You still have to pay for your room.
No, look, I'm a wall boy now. I'm in the wall.
No, I see this. I knew this was his angle. I knew this was going to be his angle.
No, it wasn't. It's just to find change. It's not... It's not an elaborate scheme to get out of paying rent again.
Because to be honest, the walls cover more square footage of the house. So if anything, your rent would actually go up. And we could also get another person in for Tom's room. So.
But Tom, how did you get inside the wall? Like, from a deposit perspective?
Like a cash deposit?
Did you make a hole in the wall in your room?
No, but my room is normal, and if you go into my room and you see the big poster that I have on my wall...
The big sexy David Hasselhoff poster.
The big sexy David Hasselhoff poster. It's always been there. I've always had it. You know I love David Hasselhoff. You know he's my icon. Just leave it the way it is, okay?
I was looking at it earlier, and I thought it was like 3D, but because like there's a little bit of movement in it, and I thought it was just the waves and stuff. But
yeah.
I'm thinking it's the air.
Is that why you got those rock chiseling equipment ordered from Amazon there last month?
No, that was for my extracurricular activities outside of the house.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest. Rock chiseling seemed extensive for drywall. Like you could have punched the wall, Tom.
Really?
So
did I waste my money?
Well, Tom, just out of interest, I mean, how much money have you found?
You know, you don't always find things immediately. You've got it's a bit of a scavenger. Have you been on a scavenger hunt?
And to be fair, just because you find money in the wall means that someone has probably put money specifically in the wall because it was a good hiding place. The money that you find is probably somebody else's money.
That's not how money works at all.
No, I think you'll have to divide it four ways.
No, I don't think he actually will. I think he'll just have to give it to the rightful owner of the person who placed the money in the wall.
What if someone comes back here looking for that money?
You're making this sound so elaborate, like some kind of crazy Russian mafia is like, you know, used to live in this house back in the 80s and they like left a big duffel bag of money in the wall.
No, I'm saying that the wall's a really good hiding spot for a small bag of money that someone might have put there, and it's their money. It's their money, okay?
You seem to know an awful lot about this money here.
Well, if he finds money, it's clearly not his money. Clearly someone has put it there for a rainy day in case of, like, any time he's been doing side jobs and side hustles, he's been putting money behind the wall because no one's going to look behind the wall because it's a crazy thing to do.
But
I'm just going to go check behind Colin's room real quick.
Yeah, we won't Colin's be able room. To identify it, so we'll just have to divide it four ways.
No, actually, I think you'll find that it will probably, I don't know, say who belongs to it in each and every individual note because the person didn't want to be found, but if it was found, they wanted to make sure that it was clearly labeled as to who it is. And yes, they did get overboard on a label maker, and the money might be not working now because they've been labeled so much. It's a person's money who put it in. That you don't get money out of a bank and say it's my money now, do you?
Well, would we need to tell Mr. Gorski, the landlord, that we found money in the
house? I think we might need to report Colin to the landlord for, like, he's trying to get out of paying rent, I think.
I'm not trying to get out of paying rent. I'm trying to hide my money. I mean, I'm trying to
he admits it. Okay.
Someone's just trying to hide money.
Okay, yeah, guys, there's a duffel bag of money here behind Colin's room.
So how did you get the money into the wall?
Money. What do you mean?
Is this why you ordered that rock chiseling set 2 months ago?
Yeah, and I realized it was too much because it's drywall. I could have just punched straight through it.
Is that why you have that sexy Tom Selleck poster in your room?
No, very different reasons.
Oh.
Now tell me this. On your commute, are we hitting main roads? Are we hitting dual carriageways? Is it back roads?
Well, I've not done it on a bike before. I think it's mostly main roads. I don't know if there's any shortcuts. I don't know if there's any grassy verges I can go across, because then I'd need an off-roader.
Look, I'm trying
to
do the best here.
Shall we get Google Maps up and have a look?
You need to come to me with the details. Do you want me to cycle it for you as well?
I just wanted advice. I'm new to buying bikes. Normally the bikes I cycle are stolen.
Okay, typical. Criminal thinks that they want to change up and become a cyclist for a minute. The compute's probably to escape, is it?
I needed to try bikes before I buy bikes.
This isn't a try before you buy industry. This is for people who are dedicated, born with the thrill of cycling.
I'm not looking to sell bikes. I'm looking to buy a bike as a one-time thing.
Well, you've come to the right place.
Yeah.
Love, did I hear you talking in the back in there? What's going on out here? Oh, hello, love. How can we help you?
She's another one of these online hellions.
Oh, for God's sake.
I paid £7. I could have done it for free.
Ah, yeah. Click, click. And then you're cycling free, aren't you?
I sure have told her it all before.
All right, right. Look, we're happy enough to sell things to you as long as you got your cycling license. That's no problem at all now.
License.
Aye.
License.
Oh, aye.
You know, it's like a wee card.
Yeah, but I'm cycling because I can't get my driver's license.
Sounds to me like she's doing it illegally.
Does indeed, love. Does indeed. Look, we've got another option for you, and I don't know if you're interested in this now because you sound like you've got your own thing sorted out.
I thought I wanted the green one.
We can still get that for you, but you need to go through the cycling school. We've got the cones in the back ready to go now. But it's entirely up to your choice. We can't force you.
No, don't be putting pressure on me like that. You can't just spring something like that on a person. You know, I paid £7. I'm basically a cyclist. I still have to go on the pavements because I'm a bit nervous of the cars and the buses and the other cyclists. It's all in principle.
I'm sorry to tell you, love, but you've been scammed out of that £7. You may as well got the bus.
See those scams online? They're right, aren't they?
Oh, they're fucking awful.
Oh, they're right. Here's your tea, love, by the way. There you go.
Cheers, love.
I'm still on stabilizers. I'm sorry.
Now we've got to the source.
Now we're sucking diesel. Good stuff.
Hey, follow me to aisle 3, where I'll show you the stabilizers.
No, I don't humiliate me. Give me a 2-wheel bike.
We've got nice green ones now.
Big chunky wheels. Big chunky wheels, so I'm not going to fall over.
Look, this doll doesn't know what she's talking about. She says to me that she wants to commute, but then she says that she wants a chunky wheel.
Wee pet's just scared. It's all right now.
It's baby's first bike.
Yeah, baby's first bike.
I've purchased bike. I've stolen bikes in the past, but they're mostly from children.
We'll show you into the light, love. Don't you worry. Don't want to be doing that illegal stuff no more.
Can I get wee streamers for the handlebars?
We'll get you anything you want. We have it all.
Okay. Do you want a wee cup of tea as well, love? Do you want two sugars in it?
No, sugar's too strong for me.
You want to take a wee seat and we'll get streamers for you?
I didn't expect this to bring up so much emotions for me.
Don't be worrying. Don't be worrying. You're worth the best in the business.
I mean, you are the only bike shop in a 10-mile radius.
As I said, best in the business.
Hi there. Are you currently plagued by a banshee? Or perhaps you have accidentally stumbled upon a pot of gold, and upon touching it, were cursed forevermore by a leprechaun, to be rich but to never find love, which is richer than money. Perhaps you crossed paths with a puka, and a puka rode alongside you and startled your living horse so much that it refused to complete in the Grand Derby, and you're out of a lot of money, and the crime lord that has loaned you the money is coming tomorrow to collect good on your deal. Well, fear not, friend, for I am Clive Bubbles, expert 72-year-old demonologist, and I can rid you of anything you believe is chasing you. And if you're not entirely satisfied with my services, you don't have to pay me a dime, or a penny, or a cent. Don't just take my word for it. Hear from some of my previous customers.
Clive Bubbles, I'm gonna find you, and I'm gonna kill you. You ruined my life, Clive Bubbles.
That was Jared Smolders, who, when I realized he was housing a fourth level incubus inside his body, I stabbed in the chest right there and then, in his demonic sexual glands, killing Jared instantly, sending the incubus back to the depths of hell from whence it came. I don't believe it was really Jared Smolders who wanted to kill me, but the incubus that was living and residing in him as if he was a home for a demon. I will take care of any one and any demon, no questions asked. When Jared's wife came to me, she claimed that she had been possessed by that very same incubus, which caused her to sleep with her friend James. But thankfully, the incubus had recently moved from her into her husband Gerald. Gerald's wife is now living with James, and she's never been happier that the incubus is out of her life. You too can be happy, and I will solve any problem, no questions asked. Clive Bubbles, private investigator and expert 72-year-old demonologist.
So you did feel when you hit the chicken. That probably was it. And I know that it's not in the highway code, but unfortunately, any fatalities do count as a major.
Please, don't do this. You don't have to do this.
Sylvia, I have to.
If you feel me, I will commit vehicular manslaughter.
You've done it once, Sylvia.
I'll do it again.
Roberta, you can't call a chicken vehicular manslaughter. That's just not fair.
Thank you. Thank you, Stephanie.
You're welcome.
Yeah, well,
you're welcome, Sylvie.
Yeah, okay, Stephanie. I appreciate you sat in as her instructor, in on the test, as a distraction method. But I would say that's partially why Sylvia hit the chicken.
Yes, I was trying to be like, you don't know what's going to happen. So yeah, I was being a great distraction
you
method.
You kept popping that paper bag in my ear to be like, at any moment you could die.
I did those police siren noises. At any moment you could get arrested. At any moment you could die.
Yeah, yeah. You
distraction
also,
method.
You also like tied that rubber band around my left arm so it kind of went numb.
Yeah.
To simulate an impending heart attack.
You might have a stroke at any moment driving the road. What are you going to do?
Fuck. Shit.
Your driving test should be the hardest time you will ever have to drive. And if you pass that, you can drive anywhere.
Stephanie, as the invigilator?
You don't even know. You don't even know who we are, what we've been through, how hard I've worked for this. I've been trying to learn how to drive for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
3 weeks every single day.
Every single day, sometimes for 6 hours at a time.
Yeah.
I've pissed myself. Now.
Yeah.
Oh, God, this is a test car. This is a car specifically for the test.
Was that whenever I popped the balloon in your ear?
No, it was whenever you tried to drown me. I drank a lot of the water.
You might get drowned at any moment driving a car.
Stephanie, I have not seen an instructor like this in my entire time as an invigilator.
Yeah, well, not many people know that the driving test should be the hardest driving of your life.
Yes, but as the person who is passing or failing the students, I get to determine that. I choose the routes. I say when we're doing the emergency stop. You're turning this into like a total wipeout style obstacle course.
No, it's never supposed to be. You're never going to find yourself in the middle.
Did you put the chicken on the road?
No, I didn't.
Stephanie, that has all the hallmarks of your strategy, and I thank you for it.
I didn't put the chicken on the road. I put a box of chickens by the side of the road. Come what may, those chickens are going to do what they want, you know? Did you not see, like, the other six that were just by the side of the road being like, oh, no,
there's a lot of stuff going on here. It's a lot like Mario Kart, and I'm just trying to focus. Listen, when I tried to get a driving instructor, I was like, I don't want someone who's just going to teach me how to drive. I want someone who's going to teach me how to live. That's why I chose Stephanie.
For 3 weeks, you've been learning how to live, and at any moment, danger could come for you.
Danger could come.
That's my slogan.
You have done a test within 3 weeks. Of starting to drive.
And have
with
I not
all
done
all of this going on? Yes, you've done amazingly well, but you have killed a chicken in front of me.
But
maybe
might I
if
point out
Stephanie was better at distracting me and I didn't see it and you put it down to a pothole, then maybe I wouldn't have had to put it down as a major.
Might I point out
that
there were six chickens by the side of the road that Sylvie did not murder. So you could have swerved to miss that one and killed six?
That is a good point.
We've been studying philosophy, particularly the trolley problem.
Yes. But it's hard to get people. So, chickens.
Oh, so, Stephanie, your original plan was to use people.
At any moment, it's more likely for you to hit a person than it is for you to hit a tree.
No, I raised the point that as we are not a trolley, we can steer this thing and we have more than two options.
I would like to think so.
But Stephanie actually completely changed my mind on that. Mm-hmm. It's a really clever point.
The road is your track and you can only go where it warrants.
Stephanie, on my other page, I have been keeping a track, and now this isn't formal by any means, but I have been keeping a track of your majors and minors also.
That's fine.
We're on 42 majors, and
that checks out, yeah.
I might put this into...
Please.
I might turn this in whenever we get back to the test center to try and revoke your teacher's license.
Wow.
As an instructor.
That's incredible, Roberta. I might tell them what I think of you, which is that you're a damn fine invigilator.
Thank you very much.
Stephanie,
I was going to...
That's...
At any moment, you might receive a compliment, and you have to be prepared for it.
She always does this. She always backs down.
No. As it stands, you have failed your test.
No!
As we have discussed.
All because
However,
of the chicken? All because of the chicken?
Gonna get...
All because of Stephanie's actions. However, I am willing to off the record, okay? Stephanie, if you forfeit... your instructor's license.
No.
I will pass you.
Sorry, what do I do at a roundabout? We're coming up high here fast.
Go straight through it.
Okay, thanks.
At any moment.
Okay, whoa. Good, we're good.
At any moment.
Oh, fuck, there's two of them. It's a fucking infinity.
Oh, no. Just keep going right. Just keep going right. Keep going faster and faster until you get your license. At any moment, you might
Let's
be threatened.
Continue negotiation. So,
at any moment, you might
you
be blackmailed.
My terms?
No.
Sylvia, do you accept the terms?
There's a highway on the right, but on the left there's a road closed and a big ramp. What should I do?
You know what to do. You've known inside you.
Whee! Okay, we've got some airtime here. We've got some time.
Are you willing to give this license before we drop to the ground?
No.
Well, we tried.
broken both legs.
Well, it's okay because I can still use the pedals on my side. Oh, so if you're still able to steer, we can get on like that.
I can hit you in your arm with this pin. Stephanie, that the pain from your legs
don't make me get back there. Stephanie, do you need me to belt you in with the other belts?
No, three was enough.
Exactly.
But all I'm saying is someone with two broken legs, that looks poorly on you to go back and say that not only do they not have a license, but they have two broken legs.
Oh, hold on. Let me swivel. No. Let me stick my hands down on the pedals. We're off again. I can't see. You're going to have to direct me.
Just keep doing what feels right to you.
Accelerator, always.
Good. Sylvia. I've taught you well.
This is a 30 zone.
Keep going.
Outside of a school, so you know what that means.
Bonus points for tile death. Listen, we have lived so many lives in the last 3 weeks. We did acid.
Behind the wheel?
No, it was just in the car park.
Well, that's fine. That's okay, Sylvia.
Give her the license. Give Sylvia the license.
Give me a license.
Give me back yours.
No.
As an instructor.
I will never do that. Actually, I've changed my mind. I will do that because I don't need a license to teach.
Yeah, anyone can teach.
Anyone can teach.
You're not going to be able to put students through the...
That's fine. I'll just
test.
Do it under the table or under the car. You don't know where your next money's coming from.
Well,
you have to be prepared for anything.
Well, congratulations, Sylvia. I'm delighted to say that you have passed. I just need you both to sign these NDAs about what has happened in the car today, because otherwise I would get my invigilator license revoked.
Good.
I hope you understand.
Go straight into the wall.
Gunning it.
We're getting out of the point. This is full of Polaroids of him, Colin, holding the big duffel bag of money.
And I think you'll find another Polaroid with every single piece of money. There's no way that you can disprove that it isn't mine.
Literally every single individual. There's at least £4,000 in here.
There's a duffel bag of money and a duffel bag of Polaroids for every single piece of money in there. On all the money is labeled. So this is, you can't. This is my money.
Well,
I need that money.
I hope the landlord's going to accept your labelled money when we have to pay for two fucking walls being put back in.
I'm not saying I'm paying for it. That's my money for a rainy day.
Well, if
anyone comes for me.
Maybe I didn't see the big bag of Polaroids.
That's fine. That's why they're all labelled.
There's
two defences in this.
Hang on. Taking a step backwards, though, you said saving it for a rainy day. We live in Ireland. Every day's a rainy day.
I know.
Why do you have pounds?
What?
Why are they pounds?
Because it's the best currency. Okay, it was the best currency, and then I really lost out really quickly.
That was a bit short-sighted, wasn't it?
It was, but look, guys, I'm in a lot of trouble.
Oh, now we're getting to it. Well, why are you in trouble?
The Russian mob.
I knew it.
God damn it.
I knew I wasn't crazy. I knew I could smell money in the walls.
Look, okay, I found the duffel bag. And then it turned out it was the Russian mob's money, and I thought, hey, if I take a photo of me and label every single one of them...
It couldn't be the Russian mob's money because you've labelled it and taken all those photos.
Why do they have pounds?
And if you'll see, every Polaroid has a newspaper with it.
How much money have you spent on film?
Honestly, I had more money at the start.
And newspapers?
I've been using them as insulation, so... The house has been very warm.
The landlord's gonna hate us.
We've been... Nothing but good tenants. We cover up any hole we make.
With a poster.
Yeah. With a poster.
You know, you two still have posters in your room. I've seen those, you know.
Yeah, so what? Everyone's got posters. There's nothing behind my poster.
I'm gonna go climb around Gary's room.
Yeah.
There's no need to do that. Look, we're focused
like
on one thing
ago,
right
he
now.
He did order rock chiseling equipment.
Hey,
so.
Yeah, but I've got an actual interest in rocks and minerals.
Guys, you're never gonna believe this. There's two duffel bags full of cash by Gary's room. You're never going to believe it.
Wait. Are they labeled?
He's written on all of them with Sharpie. He's signed every single one.
Don't read them.
And they all have an individual poem written on each note as well.
Look, I thought it would legitimize my claim to the money. I found two duffel bags of money.
From who?
I don't know who owns it.
Are they pounds?
No, it's dollars.
Dollars, yeah. It's Oh.
Well, that can't be the Russian mob, at least. We know that much. Because I knew it was the Russian mob because they've started knocking on doors. Very polite people, though. So they were just asking for duffel bags.
Well, funny, when I was walking past your room earlier this week, and I thought your big, massive Ted Danson poster, you know, it looked almost 3D.
Almost like it was moving.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought, I didn't think you'd ever find out. Oh, God. Who's that?
I really hope this is a baby at the door. Hello.
Hello. Spasiba.
Hello.
I am here for money.
So, we need more cones. More.
That's what I'm telling you. You can't learn these bikes if you don't know the cones.
Okay, the bigger cones.
The big cones.
The biggest. Right.
Now, you kids, listen to me. I'm Bikey Darren, and I'm going to tell you what's what.
Hi, Bikey Darren.
Thank you for using my full title.
I refute being called a child. I just regressed a little bit earlier.
Look, what I'm telling you is now is the key to cycling success. This is how you'll never get caught by no cops. If you decide to stay on the pavement your whole life, cones.
Do the cops not have cars?
They do. But sure, a car can't get on the pavement. And if you stay up there, you're safe.
Mikey Darren, if I put a little card on the spokes of my wheels and it goes across the thing on the back of the wheels and my car sounds like a motorbike, is that okay?
I'll tell you what that says. It's fucking cool.
Yeah.
You went to the top of the class.
Oh my God, does that mean I don't have stabilizers anymore?
No, but you're going to keep them until I know you're not going to hurt your little noggin.
Okay, sorry. Mikey Darren.
Mikey Darren?
Yeah.
Could I put knives on my spokes?
That's especially good whenever the police come for you. Yeah.
Yeah, unless no one can get too close and burn my rubber.
Yeah, so if you're in another competition, you say you're in a street race and there's someone coming up too close to you, the knives will cut through his little fucking stupid baseball cards.
That's just what I was thinking, Mikey Darren. Yeah.
Mikey Darren, because I'm more senior than these ones, is it okay if I attach a gun to my bike?
Look, I'm going to tell you what I told the last person who wanted to put a gun in their bike. Just hold it in your hand.
Yeah, but I went for the one that doesn't have a little bell.
Oh, well then. Jesus. Why would you let them know you're coming with a little bell when you could shoot them in the back? That's clever. You're the new favourite.
Bikey Darren, can I have a horn instead of a bell? But like a truck horn?
Oh. So you have to pull on it and go honk honk like a duck?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
That's what you're thinking, Jesus. Right? You're my new favourite.
No one will think I'm a wee bike.
No one will think I'm a big truck. You're a big truck, and no police will come after a big truck.
Bikey Darren, can I get my car driver's license?
Do you have that
and
gun?
Have a real car instead so I can drive around in a real car and drive on the pavements and maybe...
You dirty cunt.
Back to Dunbracken is created, produced, and edited by Conleth McVeigh. For more information on the podcast, you can follow us at DunbrackenPod on Instagram. This episode featured Laura Conlon, Kieran Sands, Eddie Goodwin, Rachel Coulter, Niall McKenna, Adam Crossan, David McCauley, and Kate Thompson. The opening and closing music was created by Connor Mallon, and you can check out his entire album, Unearthed, on Spotify now. Thank you for listening. We look forward to welcoming you back to Dunbracken very soon.